The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 Central Time where we are. And we've got 10% off OptiVita products and 10% off Good Health Naturally products. And, of course, we still have the deal going on with Strauss Naturals and North American Urban Spice, where you spend $300, get 20 off your order. Some of you have been taking advantage of it, and we appreciate it. It gets the products to you faster because it's coming directly from them, dropship. And also, for those of you that don't have a Power Mall catalog, our phone lines are open right now at 877-817-9829 if you run a request one. And, of course, shopping with our partners is another way to keep us on the air because that's really important considering what almost happened to the Alex Jones show. I'm going to roll down to that real quick before we get into world news because we have a real problem. This is what happens when people get this wild hair up their you-know-where to go do something without court approval. So we have in the Alex Jones bankruptcy for InfoWars, they appointed a court-appointed chief restructuring officer, or CRO, named Patrick McGill. He showed up last Friday after we got off the air wanting to lock everybody out of the building. Why, I don't know, other than the fact he had an agenda, and that was to shut down the Alex Jones show. So Alex basically slept in his studio knowing that this was coming. And on Saturday, he held a four-hour space on X, which they call X Space, in which supporters, including General Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, all commented on the situation. All three suggested he stand his ground and peacefully resist. And apparently there was no court order to lock the InfoWars studio down. Been there, seen it, done that multiple times. And I'm telling you, it's not a good, not a friendly thing when you find somebody there that did not have a court order trying to padlock the door and kick everybody out. That didn't happen. This is what you call an unauthorized ambush seizure by a bankruptcy official. I'm sure that, they're going to be looking into replacing this CRO days after accusing him of acting unprofessionally in a dysfunctional manner. This will happen in court today. Yep, they're going to have a discussion about it today. The bankruptcy attorneys are getting together with the judge to make some decisions about whether or not this is going to be allowed. Because obviously, if you take him off the air, guess what? We don't get to hear back channel news. And a lot of people think that Alex Jones, of course, is basically, I forget the term that they use, working for the other side. But he's not. I don't really believe it. I know the man. So, yeah, knowing what I know about him, I mean, it's bad enough he's off shortwave like we are. But the other thing is now he's in a situation where he's going to go, you know, he's fighting bankruptcy issues. And, of course, we don't want to be in that position. So that's one of the reasons why we appreciate your support. Keeps us on the air. Three elections went on over the weekend. Claudia Sheinbaum won a landslide victory to become Mexico's first female president, inheriting the project of her mentor and outgoing leader, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, whose popularity among the poor helped drive her triumph. She is a climate scientist, so you know where this is going. Former mayor of Mexico City, she won the presidency with between 58.3 and 60.7% of the vote, depending on who you talk to, according to rapid sample count by Mexico's electoral authority. set to be the highest vote percentage in Mexico's democratic history. The ruling coalition was also on track for a possible two-thirds supermajority in both houses of their Congress, which would allow the coalition to pass constitutional reforms without opposition support, according to the range of results driven by the electoral authority. In Africa, the ANC, the African National Congress, will have to seek one or more coalition powers to govern after it fell well short of a majority in last week's national election, only winning by 40% of the votes. They were the ones that basically instituted, you know, got the nation out of apartheid. But now, apparently, nobody wants them in there. They're going to have to seek support from one of the three largest rivals, the pro-business white Democratic-led Democrat Alliance, the Umkhonto Sizwe, or the MK, led by former President Jacob Zuma, or Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters. So which one do you think they're going to pick? In India, there's a record-breaking 642 million voters casting ballots in the general election, which concluded June 1. They were still counting the votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking a third consecutive term. His alliance is projected to win a big majority, although the voters higher than the 612 million voters who cast their votes in 2019. It's about one percentage point lower than the turnout 5 years back. Postal votes, which are paper ballots, are mostly cast by troops serving outside their home constituencies or officials away from home on election duty. This year, postal votes were also offered to voters over 85 years of age and people with disabilities to allow them to vote from home. That sound familiar? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? The UK has announced a date for deportation of asylum seekers to the African state of Rwanda. They're going to start deporting Rwandan migrants on July 23rd. And not a day sooner, according to government lawyers. So they're basically, this is a passage of the Safety of Rwanda bill by the UK Parliament last month, paving the way for the start of deportation flights. Actually, that happened in April. Moving on to Use News here at 7 minutes after the hour. Jury selection is set to begin this week in first son Hunter Biden's federal gun crime case in Wilmington, Delaware. And, of course, as you know, Alex Soros is out there telling Democrats to use the phrase Trump is a convicted felon as often as possible. Use the term convicted felon when referring to Trump. And I've got a solution for Biden. You referred to him as a protected felon when it comes to referring to Biden. I mean, hey, tit for tat, equal protection for the law. Nobody's above the law, Joe. Did you hear that? I don't care whether you had somebody named Dr. Ben-Hur or whatever his name is, say that you're a little old man that's got issues. Like I said, 25th Amendment, why haven't they done anything about it? So Biden, basically, to refresh your memory, here's the problem. If you've been convicted of a felony, dishonorably discharged, if you're a fugitive, and have used illicit drugs, federally scheduled drugs, including pot, according to the first two charges in the indictment, he checked no in response to the last question, despite his later admission to using crack cocaine. The alleged untruthfulness constitutes a federal felony. The third count in the indictment is related to the actual possession of the firearm, as federal law also prohibits those abusing drugs from possessing a gun. Mr. Biden reportedly possessed it for a total of 11 days, at which point his girlfriend, who is reportedly worried about his mental health, disposed of it. Oh, that's the gun in the trash can thing, huh? Well, we'll see just how equal protection of the law applies here with a protected son like his protected daddy. Post-conviction, Trump campaign made banks. I mean, serious bank. On Friday, it raised more than $34 million immediately following the Thursday evening of the convictions. And, of course, now, I mean, it shut down a website. We told you that already. And, of course, Republican lawmakers J.D. Vance, Eli Crane, and House Speaker Mike Johnson linked out to the campaign's donation page on Wink Red. And, of course, the campaign went as far as warning down ballot candidates against fundraising for themselves off Trump's verdict, according to Politico. The dramatic uptick to Trump's joint fundraising committee caused the site to shut down, and it's back up. And not only that, but see, people, the big donors started putting money in. The Daily Mail, in an update, is reporting the Trump campaign has received over $200 million in donations in the last 3 days. So here's what's going on with Trump. He's got the black vote, more of the black vote now, and the Hispanic vote as well. As a matter of fact, here's something that could backfire on the Biden administration, because the Hispanics have now put out a 30-second commercial. And for those of you that can hear the word Trump in there, you'll notice that they are all pro-Trump in this spot. Here's what it sounds like.
Ay, 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 por Dios. Yo voy a votar por Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
La buena vida.
Por Trump.
La economía.
Por Trump.
Hazlo por tu familia.
Latino.
Latinos por Donald Trump.
Ay, 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 por Dios.
Yeah, poor Trump. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So, see, they're supporting Trump. I mean, they're putting out the ads now. It's incredible how that works. But $200 million they've got now, which is bigger than anything that, let's see, what is it, protected felon Joe Biden has won in all of his appearances. Alex Soros, like I said, here's the thing about what's going on in the resale market. Anything that's got Trump on it, because Soros is telling the Democrats to use the phrase Trump is a convicted felon just hours after the 34 felony counts he was found guilty on. Of course, we all know it was a kangaroo court, but demand for Trump mugshot paraphernalia has skyrocketed, along with anything that has the name Trump on it, including newspapers. And I got a problem with people trying to resell the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, Trump guilty, Trump convicted, Trump. See, when you're selling it on eBay, that might be construed as copyright infringement. I've yet to see anybody being prosecuted for that yet. There might be an issue with reselling somebody's copyrighted material that you didn't pay for, and now you're going to go out and make a profit with it. Let's see what happens, and see what the those newspapers do to the people that are marketing this stuff on eBay. And, of course, President Trump was asked the possibility that he might end up in jail, says he's okay with it. This would be a big mistake. The interviewers, of course, noted the timing of the trial and how sentencing could take place on July 11th. Before the RNC, where President Trump's going to be officially named the party's candidate, said a prison sentence could come right before his nomination. Here's the problem. If the judge even puts Trump in jail for 30 days and he misses the RNC and misses campaigning, see, the thing is that Todd Blanche got on CNN saying that a 77-year-old man with President Trump's record should never be sentenced to jail time. Asked about the possibility of house arrest, which should also take him off the campaign trail, President Trump said he didn't think Americans would accept it. Now, could you call that election interference? Trump doesn't think that the public would stand for it. It's going to be hard for the public to take. At a certain point, there's a breaking point. And again, I caution going over the top when Trump says, I think it would be hard for the public to take. At a certain point, there's a breaking point. What does that breaking point mean? Does that mean that all those jurors that found him guilty need to be looking over the shoulder? I mean, what does it mean? Makes you wonder. Atlanta's mayor has declared a state of emergency following a massive water main break that left parts of the city's downtown area without water, prompting a major hospital to transfer patients elsewhere. Significant disruption to water service in Georgia's capital is the latest dramatic example of how the aging infrastructure throughout the U.S. has impacted electrical grids, bridges and roadways, dams and other vital systems, inconveniencing millions of Americans or placing them in danger. Atlanta Mayor, declared a state of emergency just a few hours after crews repaired one of two major water main breaks. The other was in the Midtown neighborhood, still undergoing services with no estimate on when it's going to be repaired. Moving on to the news. Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, has written about what he calls a restaurant apocalypse, which is starting to sweep across America. And why is that? Well, because people are looking in their wallets and they're finding more month at the end of the money. Americans under the age of 40 love to eat out, but these days most of them are experiencing financial stress. It's having an enormous impact on the restaurant industry. And of course, Mickey D's didn't help by jacking prices up, and now they're trying to lure them back by offering a $5 meal deal. They're only going to bring it back for a month. That's just great. You know, unless they make it permanent, don't expect it's going to make much of a difference, according to Snyder. Other things that have been happening, Applebee's is going to close another 35 further locations this year after shutting 46 down last year. In the case of Boston Market, a chain that once had nearly 1,000 locations nationwide, the company's death has been slow. They've been trying to file bankruptcy, Chapter 11, but the courts are fighting it and dismissing the cases, not allowing them to move forward. They really want this restaurant to choke down. Imagine all those people that are not going to be able to have a job. Jessica Dunker, the president and CEO of Iowa Restaurant Association, said the reason restaurants are shuttering is because the cost of goods is up 30% and they're having to shell out higher wages to keep staff in play. We've reached a point where the vast majority of Americans just can't afford to eat out on a regular basis. Unless they, you know, they got good reason to be pessimistic, because even though our politicians in D.C. are engaging in an unprecedented spending spree in a desperate attempt to keep the economy propped up, the truth is that the wheels are starting to come off and tremendous chaos is ahead, which is why Mike Snyder wrote the book Chaos. So, you know, our leaders have completely wrecked what was once known as the world's greatest economy. Jeff Bezos, by the way, has now donated $30 million for fake meat development. You think it's time we boycott Amazon? I mean, he's given this multi-million dollar grant to North Carolina State University for manufacturing fake meat products. This is the Bezos Earth Fund. Yeah, the Bezos Center for Sustainable Protein was launched at the North Carolina State University over the weekend. They're going to be a biomanufacturing hub for dietary proteins that are environmentally friendly, healthy, tasty, and affordable. Ooh, very tasty, said Bullwinkle. Yeah, right. I don't think so. Folks, you need to watch out for this. I don't know what they're going to name this. I think there is a name for it. Dietary proteins from plant-based products, cultivated meat grown from animal cells, precision fermentation that can produce proteins and nutrients used in food formulations. How about mRNA? I think that might be in there as well. Tesla is recalling more than 125,000 vehicles to fix the seatbelt warning system. You probably want to know which ones. Yeah, certain 2012 through 24 Model S's, 2015 through 24 Model X's, 2017 through 23 Model 3's, and 20 through 23 Model Y's. The seatbelt warning system is supposed to provide an audible and visual seatbelt reminder signals to drivers to alert them their seatbelt's not fastened. The NHTSA said that on certain vehicles, the audible and visual seatbelt reminder signals weren't going off at the time they were supposed to, which does not comply with federal safety requirements. Musk says he's going to fix it. They're going to do a software update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, has signed a bill into a law prohibiting certain HOA rules in Florida. As you know, those HOAs have gotten kind of crazy out there. This is House Bill 1203 that limits homeowners association rules and fines for stuff like leaving garbage receptacles at the curb or end of the driveway less than 24 hours before or after the designated garbage collection day or time, leaving holiday decorations or lights up longer than indicated in the governing documents unless such decorations or lights are left up for longer than 1 week after the association provides written notice of the violation to the parcel owner. Can't just go right out and find them. You got to give them notice to take them down. The bill also provides homeowners associations may not prohibit a homeowner or others from parking a personal vehicle, including a pickup truck, in the property owner's driveway or in any other area where they have a right to park, or from parking a work vehicle, which is not a commercial motor vehicle, in the property owner's driveway. Their assigned first responder vehicle on public roads or rights away within the HOA. It cannot prohibit a homeowner operating a vehicle in conformance with state traffic laws on public roads or rights away or the property owner's parcel unless the vehicle is a commercial motor vehicle. In addition, governing documents may not prohibit a property owner from inviting, hiring, or allowing entry to a contractor or worker on the owner's parcel solely because the contractor or worker is not on a preferred vendor list of the HOA or does not have a professional or occupational license. Hello, handyman. Amazing how that works, huh? 20 minutes after the hour, chlorella. Ever heard of it? It's a single-cell microalgae, commonly called green algae or freshwater seaweed. It's native to Japan and Taiwan. Chlorella contains chlorophyll, which is a green pigment that absorbs sunlight to produce food through photosynthesis, rich in essential nutrients. What it does, and here's the minerals and the vitamins, by the way, and the OptiVita Complete Essentials and OptiVita Basic Essentials, both 10% off this week, have chlorella in them. Here's what it contains: vitamin K, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, carotenoids, polysaccharides. Yeah, 12 impressive health benefits, boosting immunity, improving cholesterol levels, preventing cancer, reducing high blood pressure, improving blood sugar levels, detoxifying the body, aiding in digestion, enhancing endurance, aiding in weight loss, helping with premenstrual syndrome, supporting eye health, and supports health during chemo. Chlorella, OptiVita Complete Essentials, and OptiVita Basic Essentials, both 10% off this week. Now, of course, college students, as you know, I call them a bunch of whiny-ass babies. They obviously haven't been on the battlefield. They don't understand what PTSD really is. Well, the study is showing that PTSD rates increased by 4.1 percentage points among American college students in the era of 2021 to 2022, 7.5% actually. University of Alabama at Birmingham conducted this study, suggests a stark increase likely stems from a combination of events, including campus shootings, nationwide racial tensions, and the loss of loved ones during the pandemic. This is the Journal of American Medical Association. They examined student populations from a diverse array of 332 higher education institutions, and they're stressed out. Maybe because they're taking the wrong stuff, taking the wrong courses, trying to get a degree they can't use. They get out, spend all this money in debt to student loans, and they're flipping burgers. Or worse, taking on a career they didn't train for, but it's all that's there. They got to pay those student loans off. Oh, don't worry. Give it time. Biden will forgive it all. See, every time he forgives student loans, the banks get screwed. How long do you think that's going to take before the banks realize, hey, listen, Jerko, we got a problem here. You need to stop forgiving student loans. Oh, I know. They've all been securitized. Yeah, we know. That means all those investors that invested in those student loans, they just took it on the chin. Well, maybe they won't invest in student loans after all. There's a recall. FDA is recalling cucumbers in 14 states over potential salmonella contamination. Certain batches of cucumbers sold by Florida-based Fresh Start Produce Sales, Inc. have been recalled from U.S. stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Due to the potential to be contaminated with salmonella, this is a June 1st FDA recall. The cucumbers are dark green, about 5.9 inches long, roughly 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. English and mini cucumbers are not affected by the recall. But here's the thing. They were shipped to 14 states between May 17th and May 21st. If you haven't used them by then, it's likely that you haven't used them. That's the way that works. Tattoos, by the way, may increase the risk of lymphoma by 21%. Getting a tattoo is correlated to developing a rare type of blood cancer, regardless of the size of tattoo. And we've got that for you. They did a survey Lund University in Sweden said tattoos may increase the risk of developing lymphoma by 21%. Okay. Let's go to Brady. You've got open mic. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I was just wondering, how long is it going to take Putin, once he sees one of those NATO F-16s flying over Moscow, to launch one of his nukes? How long do you think that's going to take now that NATO's okayed about 100 F-16s, and they're going to say, okay, it's all, you're allowed to fly anywhere into Moscow and drop your nukes? And the world goes along with this nonsense? What's going on, Dave?
Okay. Had a little technical difficulty there. Appreciate that, Todd, for jumping in on that with the sounder. Had people ring the doorbell and the dog goes berserk. See, she's trained right. So, you know, and if they were to bash in my front door with a battering ram, boy, she'd be all over them and she'd probably take a bullet for me. That shows you how reliable German Shepherds are. Sorry for the interruption there, folks. Okay, Brady, as you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying, Dave, it's like, how long do you think it's going to take Vladimir Putin to allow one of those NATO F-16s that are now allowed to fly over Ukraine and drop bombs onto Moscow or on any of their nuclear facilities in Russia? How long do you think it's going to take him to launch a few nukes? Vlad's going to launch a few maybe into London or Washington, D.C.? Maybe about, what, 5 minutes after he sees the first F-16?
Well, you know, everybody, I see all the back channel news and I get emails over the weekend about this very subject, and I'm reluctant to do anything about it because so far everything, Brady, has been tit for tat. And basically Putin is threatening, even though Macron says, oh, yeah, by June 6th, we'll be our forces will be. No. You don't understand. France is very close and within range of Russia's nukes. So everybody wants to do a false flag attack. You know, what if they're trying to disrupt the election? The only reason I could see that the election would be disrupted is a false flag attack. And if these SLBMs that Russia claims to have off the east coast of the United States shower east coast targets like New York and D.C. with multiple warheads, I don't see a disruption to the election. What I see is something, you know, that is probably well-deserved if the United States continues to support this effort and they invade. I mean, they're going to get what they're going to get. And there's nothing I can do. I can't call Vladimir and go, hey, dude, what's on your mind? He's not going to tell me. He's a politician, for crying out loud.
Yeah, one thing again with the French troops, you know, I've seen reports now that over 2,000 troops from France have been decimated and been blown apart by Russia. It doesn't make the news. And then what they do with the world media when it comes to any troops fighting for Ukraine or NATO, they are basically called mercenaries. So that way they get over the designation of being a French soldier.
Yeah, there you go. Appreciate your call, Brady. We're at the break. We'll be back with Jonathan Emord after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, here where we are, and on the East Coast, Jonathan Emord standing by. He's the only attorney in history that has defeated the Food and Drug Administration in federal court. He is running for Senate in Virginia. Jonathan Emord, thanks so much for being back on the show, sir. I'm going to call you Senator because I want you to be there. It's called positive affirmation.
Yes, I like that.
I know you do. You better get used to it. Here's the thing. You have done so much. They've labeled you the FDA Dragon Slayer because you've won more cases against the FDA. But now, you know, we found out NIH and all these corresponding things have gotten, like, let's see, Fauci's agency, we just heard, got $690 some odd million in kickbacks from Big Pharma.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely atrocious situation where there is no one protecting the American public from the harms caused by these agencies. And what the kangaroo courts I've witnessed in the administrative state, we now see are actually becoming replicated in the courts of law, which is really a horror. The conviction of Donald Trump is nothing short of a major travesty of justice. It is a weaponization of justice that is so profound in its consequences beyond just the immediate case to really the entire rule of law, not just in New York, but really across the country. We cannot allow that abuse, which interferes with a federal election, to stand. And so I'm representing a group of MAGA caucus citizens who are the Loudoun County MAGA Caucus, as well as numerous other groups within Virginia. And we are going to file an amicus brief in the appellate division of the First District as soon as an appeal is filed by President Trump and a briefing schedule is established. We will be seeking leave to participate. We'll participate as an amicus. I think everyone who can help in this regard, we need to get involved. We need to start taking a stand, and we need to make sure that this thing, which is so outrageous, is not allowed to stand. I mean, it's a destruction of the rule of law. They didn't follow the basic procedural rules even. And they allowed prejudicial information to go in, even though it had no probative value, even though it was on uncharged misconduct, all designed to cast aspersion upon Donald Trump and minimize the chance that he would prevail. And of course, in Manhattan, it's not no wonder that he was convicted. It was really rigged from the start. And the cause of action they constructed is a real mess. I mean, it's novel. It has no precedential basis. And there's no basis either in ordinary intent analysis or in causality analysis to draw a connection between the alleged false record, which is not false at all, and an election. There's nothing to tie it in. And even the Federal Election Commission kicked the argument out.
Yeah, I knew that. They were at least commenting over the weekend that there's no way we would have brought this case. We don't understand why Bragg did it other than Bragg campaigned on that promise that he was going to get Trump indicted. I mean, Letitia James did the same thing in the civil courts. Now, your appellate brief, this is news, the amicus that you're going to file, once they file the appellate brief, this will be in the New York appellate court?
Yes. So Trump will be appealing from the decision of Judge Marchand into the First District, the appellate division in New York, the First District. And at that time, they'll create a briefing schedule. So he'll appeal following sentencing. So as soon as sentencing is announced, he'll immediately file an appeal. He'll also file a motion to stay the judgment of the court. That'll be denied by the court itself, and then he'll file a motion to stay it with the Court of Appeals, and it should be granted. And then they would stay the imposition of the term, prison term, or whatever he assigns, pending review of the underlying case. And that may take another year or two to complete in the appellate division. But we will file an amicus brief that's hard-hitting that explains not only those arguments that are not adequately briefed by the parties, but we'll also be explaining the impact of this whole proceeding on interfering with federal law that is designed to ensure that there is no state interference with elections, as well as the First Amendment rights of those who are voting to receive directly from Donald Trump in person his political position and be able to ask him questions, receive answers to those questions. This is the ordinary electoral process that's being destroyed by this whole political maneuver, commenced by the Biden administration with the full complicity of the far left people in Manhattan, New York. And, you know, it's a cabal that is designed to derail an election by putting Donald Trump in the who's gal. And it's failed magnificently to achieve that end, but it will definitely impair his ability because he just can't get around everywhere if he's going to be in house arrest or whatever they do to him.
Well, he has already said he's okay with going to jail, but the thing is that would make him a martyr in the eyes of America, and it would make us look more like a banana republic. And right. And of course, everybody in New York, that especially the ones that were on the jury, the judge told them after the trial, oh, yeah, you can go on and talk about the case now. I think if I was a juror on that panel, I would be looking over my shoulder because there are people that know what's going on. And if these jurors are outed or doxed, they could find themselves in a world of hurt.
That's precisely why the prejudice that was so profound at the start of the case warranted a change in venue, and the court denied that. I mean, you cannot get a fair trial in Manhattan for Donald Trump. The jurors, even if they were predisposed in his direction, would have to fear for their lives. I mean, the reality is that this was not an environment in which these jurors could rule impartially based on the law and facts. And the judge himself had it in for them. He gave them a roadmap in his instructions, right?
Yeah, he did. I mean, he literally laid it right out and says, oh, yeah, by the way, you don't have to. There doesn't need to be a crime involved for you to convict.
I'm like, insane. Yes. And it's so outrageous. But also, he didn't even instruct them on mens rea. So they had to have proof that Donald Trump intended to deceive people when he had his attorneys put down legal fees on that form. And then in addition to that, they had to prove that his use of the term legal fees was somehow intended to secret information that was already public, and that that somehow would actually cause interference with the election. The whole thing is preposterous given the facts, but it's also preposterous under the law. This is insane. You have a misdemeanor business records case that has passed the statute of limitations that you can't bring. They take that then and they try to rehabilitate it in some weird way by taking a federal election commission standard and saying that somehow he failed to meet that standard, even though the FEC already determined that that it wasn't actionable. The FEC has the supremacy here. By Congress, they're delegated with the exclusive authority to regulate the elections on a federal level, and the state has no power to second guess, impair, or not honor that judgment. Yet here they dishonored that judgment. They came to a different conclusion. They had to come to the conclusion that it interfered with the election, and they tied the state law with the federal law, and they said that under both he's guilty. I mean, the whole idea of making one or two misdemeanor counts for which the statute of limitations had run, so they cannot be brought, into 34 felony counts that are based on the assumption, with no proof, that when he listed the term legal fees, he meant to create this mass deception. And the reality was, there's no evidence in the record to support that. They have the testimony of Michael Cohen, which is totally discredited. But even that testimony does not prove the ultimate point, which is there some evidence that's probative of Donald Trump's intent? And the judge didn't even give a mens rea instruction to the jury about intent. So they didn't even evaluate that issue.
You got to have that. This reminds me when you say mens rea of, Legally Blonde, when Elle Woods is in court trying to talk to the judge about mens rea. And I just start laughing. I'm going, this judge is so going to shut her down. But this one here, this kangaroo court judge, Mershon, who's obviously donated to the Biden campaign. His daughter's out doing fundraising. I mean, there's all sorts of ethical considerations. He refused to recuse himself. Is that going to come into play in your amicus brief?
Absolutely. I mean, all of these issues that are germane to this kangaroo court are going to come out, and we're going to discuss all of it. And hopefully we'll get the attention of the clerks and the court, the judges on the panel, and they'll see the lack of rationality here. You know, the main briefs are the things that they look at principally, of course, but the amicus briefs throughout history, well-done amicus briefs have influenced the judges, and both in this court, but also on the federal court. Remember, this thing's going to likely go all the way to the Supreme Court. So the next place after the appellate division is the courts of appeal in New York, which is their equivalent of a Supreme Court. And then after that, undoubtedly, the constitutional violations will result in it going, and the federal law issues that are here will take it to the Supreme Court.
So if the appellate panel, I'm pretty sure right now that between now and July 11th, they are sitting down preparing the appeal because, you know, it's really interesting, the irony of it all, that he sets July 11th right before the RNC convention as a sentencing date. That is not by coincidence. I think that right there smacks of election interference just based on that alone.
Well, remember, everything that he does as a judge is actually in reference to it can be referred to a federal statute which prevents state election interference, actually prevents anyone from interfering with the conduct of a federal election. So when you strip this case of the veneer that it has legitimacy and you look at its illegitimacy in substance, which is profound, and its abuse of power, you see that really this is a concocted, manufactured case designed to interfere with an election. So in light of that, really, there's this federal election interference issue. And what the court, appellate division should do if it acted correctly, I don't know, but what they're going to do, but they would immediately stay the case. They would stay the sentencing. They would not allow this to proceed. And they would leave Donald Trump in the position to continuously campaign. And they would proceed with a review of the merits. And then they would reverse if they were to follow the law correctly. And they would also dismiss the case because the case is just ridiculous. It really is. There's no foundation in law or fact to support this case. This doesn't exist. The idea that you can create a new felony not adopted by statute in New York and translate it into this thing. I mean, this is a monster of a thing. And they don't even meet their own. They created this concocted law, which is transforms a misdemeanor business records case into a felony, and then depends upon election law and election interference to be the basis for the felony. And they then allege it. They don't abide. They don't have to abide by the statute of limitation that ordinarily applies. What they've done is they've created a new law that the assembly in New York did not adopt and the governor did not sign. So you have a new law created by Alvin Bragg, a Soros-backed prosecutor who doesn't believe in the rule of law, who believes in defunding the police, and who favors an anti-incarceration agenda with everybody but Donald Trump. In the case of Donald Trump, he believes incarcerating him without any regard for the law. And he has Marchand as his complicit aide in all of this.
Well, I would think at this point in time, given what we know about this case and everything here, folks, you have to understand that Jonathan Emord is a leading constitutional law and litigation expert and has authored 5 critically acclaimed books. So understand that, you know, when he gets a team together and they put together this amicus brief, that it's going to be potent. They're going to address all these things. So don't panic. The thing that gets me, though, is even though Trump says he's OK with going to jail, he understands completely that by them trying to put him in prison orange and send him to Rikers, that the Secret Service is bound to have to still protect him no matter what. That's going to create all sorts of issues for the New York justice system. But the thing is that can any state, because they won't do it out of D.C., the feds will let this just go because Soros is basically his kids just said, yeah, we'll call him a convicted felon as many times as you can, while Daddy Biden, who's a protected felon, continues to do what he's doing with his son Hunter Biden, whose trial starts today in the gun charge in Delaware. Good luck seeing him convicted of anything. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you have a two-tiered system of justice in which Biden gets away with the grossest and most extensive influence peddling scheme in American history, where hundreds of millions of dollars go into a joint account with him and Jim and Hunter, and he pays his mortgages out of it. And that money is coming from Russian oligarchs and from entities that are controlled by the CCP and by others. And Ukrainian oligarchs, and he ends up with this massive haul of some $200 million based on his influence peddling. And then we learn from Comer's investigation that he effectively did achieve objectives for these foreign entities that are enemies of the United States by taking steps in response to those donations. So you have a person who's really bought and sold by a foreign power sitting as president of the United States. And you have a person who violated the law with impunity, also violated the law when he, as vice president, without any executive privilege, took classified documents and put them in his garage next to his Corvette, open to anyone who cared to go through there. And where is the punishment for him? Not a single thing. Where is the action? Where's an independent prosecutor to look into that? They just completely ignore it. They ignore it, and they just go after Trump on the flimsiest of grounds. Trump, as commander-in-chief, had the power to declassify any document that he wanted. He was president. He had that inherent power. He can declassify any way he wants. He doesn't have to put it in writing. He can say, I want this declassified. And then to go after him when he was cooperating fully with the archives and with the FBI. So they were, and, you know, the other presidents did the same thing. You got Obama doing the same thing. You got Biden with it, even with as vice president and president. And do they go after these people? No, they only go after Trump.
So that is a weaponized system of justice manifesting itself in big time. The thing is that if Trump is jailed and they do the RNC convention and he gets nominated, which is likely, he's raised $200 million. People can start campaigning. Will or could the states take any action against New York officials, or could they, you know, as far as election interference goes? Because obviously, if the candidate's in jail, does he remain in jail, or can a state that's not New York State take action against the people who put him there, against the judge and Bragg? And disrupt all of this stuff. I mean, because of election interference, can they actually bring federal lawsuits against the judge and Bragg? Can they do that? Is that possible?
Well, I think there's a possibility that states could gather together and sue the state of New York for violation of the federal statute. But I think that's only actionable by the attorney general. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Trump organization can actually put an emergency petition to the Supreme Court at some point during this process because of the ongoing violation of the election laws, the federal election protection statute. And what I think in that regard, I think that you could say as a basis for a stay from the Supreme Court, you would be able to argue that this has a direct, immediate and palpable adverse effect on the ability of Trump to campaign as a candidate, and that its timing makes it absolutely imperative that the court act immediately to stay it. And I think that the equities clearly favor Trump here, and I think the likelihood of success on the merits favors Trump. So under the standards that apply for the imposition of a stay or an injunction, he would be well situated to seek that. And I think you have to wait till sentencing, and you may even have to wait for an attempt at a stay through the state court system, all the way up to the courts of appeal. If it were denied by the appellate division, then you could go right to the Supreme Court with that. So there is an avenue of getting this done more quickly, and I think that's the whole stay issue. And if that were to be done, the Supreme Court then would have the opportunity to stay the entire state matter and imposition of any penalty on Trump so that he could campaign. I think that the equities strongly favor allowing the most popular federal candidate and the standard bearer for one of the two parties that's a real contender to you know, go forward.
Well, we appreciate Jonathan. Where do people donate to your campaign, by the way, since you're running against Tim Kaine?
Emord4va.com.
There you go. Emord4va.com. That's it. Jonathan Emord, thank you so much for giving us a little perspective here from a constitutional side of things. Hopefully it'll get people to calm down, because if they jail Trump, I wonder what kind of mayhem is going to erupt in New York City.
It's going to be a major problem if they do that for all of us.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Don Jeffries with our monthly review. After these words, stay with us. Thank you, John.
Used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.